Hey guys, it's Millie and Elise. This week we were talking about why TV is a hobby. But first we're going to talk about why we hate Lena Dunham.
Yeah, she sucks.
Earn, Spend, Live presents Eavesdropping. Real women, real talk.
Okay, so she has this thing called Lenny Letter. It was cool when Jennifer Lawrence wrote on it, but it's not cool anymore because it's Lena Dunham. She sucks. So she did an interview with Amy Schumer, who is a goddess. We love her.
Yeah, we like Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Which, when you're interviewing someone, I don't really feel like you should have that much to say in your interview.
Yeah, we're sticklers for that on ESL.
Like, right. You should be a platform for that person.
Right. You're asking them the questions. You're feeding off their answers, mm-hmm. but you're not.
It's not about you, Lena Dunham.
Exactly.
So yeah, she had some questionable things. She apparently met, what is his face? What, I don't even know this guy.
He's an athlete. Odell
Beckham. He's like, yes. One of the Beckhams.
I don't know.
He's not, no, but he is.
She like shocked me from, I was like, wait, what? No.
He's adopted. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so she had this interview with like, she was interviewing Amy Schumer and they were talking about the Met Gala. And
she talked about, Lena Dunham talked about in her interview, when like she was interviewing Amy Schumer, she talked about herself.
I'm facepalming so hard right now.
About how she sat next to Odell somebody.
Beckham. That was right.
He has like three names.
Yeah, he does. We don't know who he is. We don't
sports. Oh, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, we don't do sports.
Okay. So yeah, he's a sports guy.
We think.
New York Giants wide receiver. Okay, whoa. Thank God for Huffington Post articles. They have all the info. So she was talking about how they had to sit next to each other at the Met Gala, and the whole time he was on his phone, which, same.
Normal.
Like, why wouldn't you be on your phone?
And isn't he, like, young? He's, like, 23.
He's 23 and she's 30, so, like, leave him alone.
But, yeah, 23, totally normal to be on your phone.
So this is what she said in her little Lenny letter. She said, it was so amazing because it was like he looked at me and he determined I was not the shape of a woman by his standards. He was like, that's a marshmallow, that's a child, that's a dog. It wasn't mean. He just seemed confused. The vibe was very much like, do I want to fuck it? Is it wearing a ... Yep, it's wearing a tuxedo. I'm going to go back to my cell phone. And she just goes on and on and on. Like, no one cares. Yes, you were in a fugly tuxedo. Okay, Angelina Jolie can, like, bomb in a tuxedo.
It's true.
You didn't, like...
My issue with her tuxedo was more that it wasn't properly tailored. Like, it didn't fit.
Well, that, and if you feel that insecure about wearing a tuxedo, don't fucking wear it.
But it was
and
so,
blame other people for not wanting to fuck you. I'm sorry,
it's
I can't.
Just so, right, we were sitting here like, wait, so is he supposed to look at you and be like...
Yeah, like, aren't you a feminist? Don't you, like, not want him to objectify your body?
Right, like, if I were sitting next to someone the whole time I felt like they were hitting on me, I would be really uncomfortable.
And that was, okay, so I read a few articles on it, and that was somebody else's point, was, like, if he had said something to her, she would have bitched about him objectifying her body.
Right, and it would have been creepy for him
right.
to in the middle of
but
this,
instead,
like,
it's creepy because she's
event.
Literally making up a dialogue. Like, he didn't, she even, like, says in her apology, we never met.
Right. It's just so weird. I think she meant it as a joke, but it just comes off really strange.
It comes off as desperate.
Yeah, and...
Like, she's just...
She's grasping for anger, which irritates me as a feminist, because people are always like, feminists are mad about everything. You don't want someone to tell you you're hot, but you want someone to tell you you're hot. No, if I don't know you, don't tell me I'm hot. It's none of your business.
None.
I'm just gonna lay that out right there. So when celebrity feminists are like, he like didn't like me because I'm fat.
You're not well, and fat. Also stop talking about how you're fat because no one's gonna notice unless you draw attention to it. That's the thing I can't stand about Lena Dunham. Is that's why she's famous. Is she
right.
just talks about how fat she is all the time? Like
she's done. If I have,
and she has so many other things going for her.
Right. If I have to defend her, I will say. The one thing that was cool about Girls, I didn't watch it. I couldn't get into it. It sucked. But
I never tried.
She would show, like, girls doing gross things, like girls shitting, which a lot of shows don't do because they're like, oh, girls don't poop.
Like, also, you shouldn't show guys taking a shit.
Well, it's just, like, sitting on the toilet. It's not, like, graphic.
No, I know. I gotcha.
Not graphic scatological incidents.
I mean, yeah, like, respect. I don't like it, but I respect what she does.
But you know who else does that? Broad City, and they're way better. Go watch that instead.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Elise doesn't really like anyone pooping.
That's
fair.
That's not true. I just don't want to see it on TV. There's so many more interesting things.
Oh, but today Elise learned something about me, which is that I don't like Lena Dunham. She was...
Yeah, I thought she did.
No.
I mean, I knew you didn't watch Girls, but I figured you supported her as, like, a fellow feminist.
I don't, because she's a problematic-ass feminist. I just use the word problematic, and I hate myself a little bit, but it's true.
Oh, you also went on a white feminism spiel earlier today.
I did. So that's the thing that's wrong with Lena Dunham, is fundamentally she's
one of the many things.
She's from this, like, rich, upper-middle-class family in New York and has had all of these privileges. And she's in such a good situation.
Wait, she's rich? I mean, before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, her family's rich. So she, like, went to a fancy, like, writing school or acting school? Okay.
And so she did all that. And then, like, no, I have no beef with you for being rich. That's cool. But
yeah, she's born that way.
Taking that sort of idea and, like, co-opting the struggle and being like, I overcame so much to have my own TV show. I mean, you overcame a little bit, I'm sure, but, like... So much, really. And then she'll talk all about, you know, like, how hard it is to be, like, broke and living in New York City, like, in her TV show. But even in her TV show, her character has all these... Anyway, problematic. She doesn't get what it's really like to, like, be broke.
And with this situation, she used, like, two black males as her example.
Yeah, so there was another quote. And so basically what she further reinforced the stereotyping of, like, black athletes in particular as these, like... sexual predators, and was like, oh yeah, they're so sexualized, they should be sexualizing me right now, which is racist as hell. And that just goes back to what I was saying earlier, is like, she exemplifies white feminism, where all of her feminist issues revolve around her exact type of person. So for her, being a feminist means being able to be a size 10 and be on TV, which is cool. Like, that's valid. Women in America are size 10. Is that the most important thing? Like, how many size 10 women do we have on TV versus women of color?
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier, too, with her. She has a lingerie line, apparently.
I forgot about that.
And you said it only goes up to, like, size 12?
Yes.
Whereas, and it's expensive.
Right.
Whereas Melissa McCarthy, who's actually plus size, has a clothing line for literally every single size known to man. Right. And it's affordable.
So much more intersectional, like... You can't be like, I'm plus size, and then make clothes that's, you know, that are the exact same size as everyone else's. Mm-hmm. Just super problem. She's just very, she lacks a lot of introspection, or at least a lot of public introspection. She seems to do everything and be like, why don't you like me?
Well, part of it, she needs to hire some better editors who would tell her before this shit gets published, hey, you might look bad if this turns out.
I looked it up. She has like two or three different editors.
Well, they need to be fired.
Yeah, they should have been.
Sorry, guys. Harsh truth.
Or Lena needs to be fired for being a jerk to you. We don't know your life.
Yeah. Just, but we were talking earlier, like, it's okay if you say things like this to your girlfriends, if you're just, like, venting and you're, like, insecure. But she literally actively made the decision to publish this on her website. Just think before you publish.
Yeah. Just, it's so, like, it sucks. You're a celebrity. You shouldn't have to watch everything you say just because you're a celebrity. But you are a celebrity, so you
do. You're expected to, yeah.
Like, you have a responsibility, especially as someone who presents as an activist and a feminist, you have a responsibility not to be a flaming piece of shit.
Okay, well, let's move on to something positive now that we've just bashed Lena Dunham into the ground.
Yeah, y'all, I'm never watching
it
Girls.
It was so much fun.
It was. I really enjoyed it.
We needed it. Okay, so why TV is a hobby? This is something we are very passionate about.
Yes.
So one of our writers, our main writer, Tara, wrote an article about, like, are hobbies really dead? And in it, she talks about how TV is not a hobby. You should do things like knit or run or crochet. I don't even know.
And we beg to differ.
Yes, and that's the thing, is we publish everyone's voice, but we disagree.
We respect her opinion or whatever, but y'all, TV is life.
Literally life. And we have reasons why.
We do. We're not just going to, like, throw a claim out there, like, Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Take note, Lena.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, her argument, and there's some research around it that says, like, passively binge-watching TV for, like, hours on end is bad for you. Fair.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get fat.
You're going to get fat. Yeah, all kinds
of things. Go out and take a walk in between shows.
Which is not good for you. Yeah, no cardio. Yeah. No interaction.
So we're not saying do nothing but watch TV, but...
But as an activity, totally a hobby.
Yeah. Especially when, I don't know. Like, I look forward to it at the end of the day. It's how I unwind. It's how I de-stress.
I use it as an incentive, too. Like, I'll save my favorite TV shows. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'll, like, okay, well, so you guys know, Elise and I both work a lot. And I have certain shows that I can work while I watch and certain shows that I stay for, like, pure TV bliss.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Like, The Bachelor. I work for The Bachelor all the time.
Oh, I don't. I just drink the whole time. I drink my feelings.
I'm still on Accutane, so I can only have one glass of wine.
You know, poor thing.
It's devastating. So, I work through The Bachelor. I work through a lot of reality TV. A lot of just normal, like Modern Family, I'll work through. Like, I catch the jokes, but I don't
know. That show is so boring, I would work through it, too. Like, it's, like fun to keep on in the background.
Such a background show.
I can't just sit there and watch it.
So I have those shows, and then I have, like, The Mindy Project, which I possibly could work through, but I will never.
No, it's too distracting.
It's too perfect.
It's too amazing.
So I'll be like, okay, I have to finish dishes, laundry, and this article, or I won't be able to turn on this show that I want to actually watch. I have to watch these shows that are just on in the background.
Damn, you're disciplined.
Not really. There's still TV on the whole time.
Just bad TV.
Yeah. That's when I get my trash TV fixed.
No, I literally, like, Young and Hungry, it's a garbage TV show, but it's so much fun. Season 4 came out on Netflix on Friday, and I literally finished it on Monday. Like, it was only 10 episodes, but yeah, still, like, short. I'm a binge watcher.
Did you feel relaxed?
I mean, yeah.
See, that's what I love, like, when I watch a show and I don't work through it. Mm-hmm. Just totally, like...
But then I get sad when it's over.
Immersive.
It's like reading a book. That's honestly, that's how I justify it, because the whole time Tara in her article was like, so many people say reading books is their hobby. This is the same thing.
Yeah.
You get bomb-ass characters. You get good writing. Like, literally, a good TV show is just like a good book. You feel like you're friends with these people. You get depressed when it's over.
Yeah, it's the Mindy Project totally reads like her books. Mm-hmm. 30 Rock. Parks and Rec. I think all of my favorite shows are so good. I wouldn't say that The Bachelor is the same as
No. Me. No, that's I'm talking about good right. TV, though. Like, The Bachelor isn't a hobby to me.
No,
it's
that's
just
true.
Like, it's a Monday night.
It's like brains on the floor.
Right. But
the
like
Bachelor.
Once Upon a Time in Quantico, when that comes back on, Austin and I literally center our Sunday nights around that.
I can't wait for Quantico to come back.
Oh my god, I know. Have you watched the whole thing?
Yes. Oh,
oh
my god,
okay.
Speaking of watching it and like my boyfriend.
We need to
and
have
I watched,
a TV Tuesday with that, by the way.
We do. We watched all of Quantico in two consecutive weekends, because it's 22 episodes. So
yep.
We watched the first 15 in one weekend. And then the last.
That's 15 hours.
I know. We did the math and we were really ashamed. It's actually closer to like 12 hours because they're only
40 they're only 40 minutes. Well, details.
But yeah, it was a lot of TV. We're a little embarrassed, but it was so good. And it, like, gets you thinking, and you're engaging.
So much thinking. It's so, like, so many twists and turns. See, and that's the other thing is some shows really make you think.
It's true. And Priyanka Chopra is a badass.
Oh, my God. Can I be her? Literally every single aspect of her, like, her voice, her looks, like, her attitude, I just want all of it.
And she's so determined.
Yes.
But yeah, at one point I was watching the show and I was like, how does that even happen? And Jordan's like, what? Like, her body. It doesn't make sense. It's too perfect.
She's literally perfect. I don't understand how that happens. She's just hashtag blessed.
But yeah, Alex Parrish is like, you'll read all about it when I finally finish my TV shows about strong female mm-hmm. characters. But it's just so good because you can't always find, like, I don't know any female FBI agents.
Wait, I don't know any FBI agents, period.
I met one time volunteering somewhere. But yeah, no, I really don't know any, personally. So, right, like, I would never
She's
know
a badass.
An FBI agent, or, like...
Well, I didn't know that, like, Quantico was the actual place. I thought it was just a random name. So, like, I learned that, you know?
Yep, and, like, the senator...
I also learned that I like men with facial hair now from that show.
We learn a lot. We do. We learn about female role models and we learn about facial hair preferences.
Another reason we love TV is because it bonds people.
Yes, literally that whole exchange you're listening to right now.
That's how we became friends.
Like, all the time.
It's every day and people get sick of us.
We're like, hey, oh my god, like, blah, blah, blah.
And oh my God, Jane the Virgin.
And if she's not caught up, I literally die, you guys.
She does. She harasses me until I catch up.
Because, like, some of these shows, like, you're the only other person who watches them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you need your friend.
Yeah. No, it's legit. Even our boss has, like, made us watch TV shows. And then we spend meetings just talking
and
about
it. And she's so right. Unreal.
Unreal. Ugh. Best ever.
That's just, like, the latest in the line of shows she's got me hooked on.
Yep.
You're the Worst is super funny. I don't remember what else she's recommended. It just, like, gets ingrained. Devious Maze, mm-hmm. hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Still need to watch that.
Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Sorry, Dana.
Hilarious. Yeah. So many of these shows, she, like, drops it in conversation, and I'm, like, watching that right now.
It's like alcohol. It bonds you.
And it's better for your liver.
Yes, it is. It's not as good for your ass, but...
Is alcohol good for your ass, though?
No, but I feel like... Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just drinking sugary
Especially
calories.
Especially when you combine TV and alcohol, which I do.
Perfect life. Yes. And so, I don't know, you get to know people. Like, if you don't have any common ground, you can find it with TV.
Yes. Agreed. Because we are complete opposites, but we have the same, pretty much the same exact taste in TV, except for Broad City. That's like the only show we disagree on.
And there's some show you watch that I don't like. Oh, Young and Hungry. I couldn't get into Young and Hungry.
You watched it?
I tried.
Okay. I mean, but I can respect you not liking it because it's garbage.
Right.
But it's so much fun.
But otherwise, we're like, you have to watch this show. Like,
yes.
Ugh. And so that's. It's just so good. I can't even talk about TV enough. I just, like, feel filled with words and happiness at the thought of Jane the Virgin.
Yes. I need more. It's like a drug.
And, oh, Jane the Virgin is a good example. Same with the Mindy Project. Because they are, like, diverse casts, they're women of color and different, like, cultures. Like, Jane the Virgin, you have to deal with Abuela's green card, and then moving and all this stuff, like immigration and speaking Spanish.
Especially Grey's Anatomy deals with a lot of that. I don't watch that anymore because Shonda killed McDreamy and she killed everything and I hate her. But Grey's Anatomy deals with a lot of, like, political.
And you watched Scandal and I watched How to Get Away with Murder.
Scandal. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the other way I disagree.
Yeah.
But you're exposed to so much more. And I know it's not, like, a true representation of the experience, but a book isn't either.
This is true.
Yeah, because you're just like, you're watching TV and you're like, oh, Master of None did that. Not that you enjoyed that show.
I didn't. It was boring. I love Aziz. I would be with him in a heartbeat. He's my boy. But
it had a weird sort of like artistic indie film pacing to it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
It was very Netflixy.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Yeah. Fair. Right, so I was like, hey, watch this, you love Aziz, because we listened to
his book.
Modern Love in the car on the way to work, and it was so awesome. He's
and
so
that
funny.
Bonded us.
He's so smart.
We listened to him, we listened to Amy Poehler's book, two of Mindy Kaling's books.
Yeah, we did.
We listened to their audiobooks, and Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, yeah.
Bonding.
And you know how I know who those people are? TV.
This is true. We talked about, on our podcast about the Mindy Project, you didn't know who Mindy was until the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah, because I never watched The Office. I had no idea.
I didn't either. But. I just know everyone and everything. It's fine.
At least it's celebrity obsessed.
I am.
Not a big deal. Don't worry
it's
about
not.
It.
It's not. It's who I am.
But yeah, it just, ugh. Oh, and speaking of, like, we just basically covered this whole bullet point, but I have it in my outline, so you get to hear it anyway. TV throws out some hella good social commentary. It just pushes you in, like, a totally different direction, and you think you're just watching Orange is the New Black does this hardcore, not that you watch it, but
yeah, I haven't seen it.
And then I was watching season 3 of Veep, and season 3 of Veep is, if you don't know, Veep is a comedy on HBO with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and it's really, really funny.
I love her.
Where she's the vice president, and
I need to watch that.
So funny. Oh my God, it's so funny. They had it at the library. But in season 3 of Veep, it's literally like the 2016 election, like the one that is happening right now. I don't know how they did it.
Wait, so they have Trump and Hillary?
No, well, so what they have is instead
people
of Trump,
like them.
It's like, yeah, it's like this baseball player who's only famous, like he's only doing well because he's not a politician and because people know who he is.
Mm.
And then, who else did they have? They had like a, I haven't watched it in a couple of months now.
Is she running for president?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. She's the woman.
She's the Hillary figure.
She's She's no Hillary.
Oh, man. But
I would vote for her before.
But Elisa literally voted for Jaleel.
I love her so much. Yeah. Scandal kind of does that, too, where it, like, kind of mocks modern day life. So weird. I love it.
Well, especially because season 3 of Veep came out last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so they predicted the future?
Yeah.
I love when shows do that.
I know.
See, guys, it's like, TV is everything. Just go get off here and go on Netflix.
Do it. Do it right now. Just kidding. Listen to our podcasts, all of them, and then go watch Netflix. You'll get a lot of good show recommendations.
Also, the Emmys are coming up. Do you want to talk about that? Do we have anything to say?
That's the other thing. Like movies, I watch a ton of TV. I swear to God, I watch all of the TV.
Except for the ones that are Emmy nominated.
Every time. Every single
time. It's like the Oscars. Nobody actually watches the movies that are nominated.
Every single time.
Yeah, I've meant to see, like, House of Cards.
I haven't.
And Veep. You've seen Veep, so you're...
Yes.
And Modern Family, and Orange is the New Black. So you've seen more than me.
I've seen the... first... Yeah.
You've seen more than me.
Yeah, and I've seen Kimmy Schmidt. I'm trying to remember what else.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I don't have the nominees in front of me. And Unreal was nominated for writing and for Constance Zimmer. And you've seen Unreal.
Who is Constance Zimmer? Is that Rachel or Quinn?
Quinn.
She deserves it.
She does.
First of all, she's a badass.
Who else? What else was nominated?
The girl from How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, Viola Davis.
Yes. I always want to call her Annalise Keating, but that's her fake name.
That's her character's name.
Yes. Still accurate.
Yeah. So she's, oh my God, she's so good. I think she should totally win.
Yeah. She won last year, I think.
Constance Zimmer should win. I don't know how they're all going to win, but they're all going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody should just win.
Everybody. Only the people I like, though.
I know Taraji P. Henson was snubbed for the first few years of her show.
She's nominated this year.
She should win it, too. They should just all win.
She should. I think at least some of them are in different categories. I don't really know.
Probably.
And I really only care about the actresses.
She and Annalise Keating are probably both drama.
You're right.
Also, I called her by her character's name again.
Oh, it's okay. Unreal is best supporting actress. So Constance Zimmer can win.
So she should win.
What do you watch that you wish had been nominated for it?
Oh, everything. Okay.
Like, legitimately, if you're being super critical.
Well, oh man, this is hard. Okay. Well, Jane the Virgin, first of all, didn't she win already? She won for best actress, I thought.
She won something.
Like last year or the year before. A Golden Globe. Well, that's nice for her. Still.
We want her to win everything. Gina Rodriguez got it.
I'm obsessed with her. Talk about body positivity. No, I don't.
Do it.
I need to.
I'm going to now.
You talk. I don't even know where my phone is, actually.
Well, we'll do it later.
Okay, I'll do it after this.
Gina Rodriguez, if you are somehow by the grace of God listening to this podcast,
we love
you have a new follower.
We love you. Yes, I'm about to follow you in like 10 minutes.
But yeah, Jane the Virgin for sure.
Jane the Virgin.
It's so clever.
I mean, I love Once Upon a Time, but once again, Quantico deserves something, first of all. They're amazing. She is amazing.
So true.
What is her name?
Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah.
Alex Parrish?
Yeah. Alex Parrish. That's what I was
calling. Alex Parrish is the character name.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what else I watched that I like legitimately believe is flawless in every way. Superstore is a really, really good comedy.
What is that?
It's like The Office, but for retail.
By the way, didn't Crazy Ex-Girlfriend win something? Or were they nominated?
Not for the Emmys.
Okay, well, she should be nominated.
I think it was also Golden Globe.
That show is painful to watch, but she is talented beyond belief.
But it's painful to watch in a way that doesn't make me turn it off like The Office.
Right, right.
Because The Office, I'm like...
No, it's still entertaining and has twists and turns, but the main character is just so painfully awkward.
She's awkward. She's her own worst enemy.
But she sings every 5 seconds.
And you kind of root for her anyway.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a show. You're right. That should have gotten...
That deserves it.
That should get everything. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Gina Rodriguez. Just kidding. You should get everything, too. This is why I could never be an Emmy judge.
Oh, I could be, for sure. Gina Rodriguez would get everything. She's flawless. Yeah, I don't know. Most of the shows I watch are kind of garbage.
I know. I come up with that every now and then. I'm like, oh, I love this.
Do you think Broad City should win something? No. I don't either.
She's reading my facial expressions right now. I mean, it's really funny, but I feel like the first season was better than this season.
Yeah. I've heard the past two seasons have sucked.
And New Girl is definitely...
New Girl doesn't deserve anything. Season one, maybe. But even then, it's just... It's not...
Stretch.
It's funny. It's
like
just... You don't have to be that talented.
Well, kind of the same thing with, like, Once Upon a Time. Like,
yeah.
I love it, but it's kind of a soap opera with different CGI.
Mm-hmm. Although, Regina... Can't think of her name. She deserves an Emmy
for being Korea.
Yes,
her. She does.
She deserves all of the awards as well.
Yeah,
she is fierce.
So basically, we only want women to win.
This is so true.
We're not sexist, we swear.
No, I mean, give Captain Hook an award.
That's true.
I'll give him my own award. I'll present it to him personally.
Oh my god! I don't even. I would love to make several inappropriate jokes right now, but I can't because we're on air.
But you can.
I bet
this
you give him an award.
This is a safe place.
No, it's not. This will go on the internet.
I feel like he needs to make some dirty joke. He has all those innuendos. I can't think of one.
He's just so pretty. And Once Upon a Time is coming back soon, so watch out for
September 25th,
Tuesday.
We are. We're doing TV Tuesday, so stay tuned.
There'll also be some live tweeting.
Yes. Oh, so much live tweeting. I'm so passionate about that show. And Quantico. It comes on the same night.
My jaw literally just dropped.
It did last season. I'm assuming it'll be the same this season.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
We'll see. That is literally my Sunday night. If y'all ever wondered what I was doing on Sunday nights, I'm watching Once Upon a Time and Quantico.
Oh my god, we should make it a game where people tweet us to ask what we're watching right now.
Yes! Oh my god, that would be so much fun!
Literally, please do that. My Twitter handle is at Malia Bowles. M-E-L-E-A-H Bowles. B-O-W-L-E-S. Do it.
And mine is at M-E-L-I-S-E-X-O. It's Melly Sexo. It's supposed to be Emily's XO, but they call me Melly Sexo.
We're mean people.
So yeah, ask us what we're watching.
Oh my god, please do
that. That'd be such a fun game. I would die if somebody tweeted me.
Please, please do it. Oh my god, I love nothing more than talking about TV. Like, the Mindy Project briefly followed me on Twitter and then unfollowed me, and I'm
the worst.
Like, upset about it.
One of the Young and the Restless characters did that to me, and he did it twice. And the second time, I was like, I'm not following you back. Which, like, I know what your game is.
Which Young and the Restless star?
The Australian guy, Kane.
Oh.
He's so yummy. I know. I don't know if he still follows me. I doubt it. Because I didn't follow him back. Anyways.
Oh, and speaking of bonding, Young and the Restless, my mom and I bonded over that for
my
years.
Mom and I did too. And my mom and my dad and me. Because my mom makes my dad watch it. So whenever I go over there, it's like our thing. We watch it together.
Does Austin watch too?
No, he would if I, like, wanted him to, but it's kind of my thing.
If you, like, begged and pleaded.
Right.
But really, you can save that for something else.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it every morning when I eat breakfast. So if y'all ever wonder what I'm doing when I eat breakfast in the morning.
New game, tweet her at 7 every day.
That's when I watch it. I watch it from 7 to 7:30. I'm so lame.
What I watch. The other day I turned something on. I usually turn on something that I've already seen on Hulu or Netflix so that I don't get sucked in.
Yeah, my default is Friends.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not, like, I've seen every single episode 5 times.
Yeah.
I'm not that interested.
Charmed or Parks and Rec or 30 Rock or some random ass show that I just watched.
Yuck.
So now we know Elise's morning routine. Mine is not a routine. I roll out of bed and somehow by a miracle and... I don't know, a magic horse comes and gets me. I don't know. I somehow make it to work every day.
A magic horse.
Magic horse.
Called a Corolla.
Yeah. Corolla is a very majestic horse name. Don't name your horse Corolla, please. I was kidding. Okay, so adulting. So,
yeah, how old did you adult this week?
How old did you adult this week?
I did pretty good. I'd give myself like a 7, I think. I did a little side hustling. I house sat / pet sat. Is that a word? Pet sat?
Dog. Dog sat, I think.
No, it was a dog and a cat.
Oh, then yeah, pet sat, I guess.
Yeah. But I, like, stayed at their house all weekend.
Yeah.
Made, like, $75.
Nice.
Sweet gig. I did that. I paid all my bills. I did dishes and laundry. I didn't fold the laundry, as Malia can see right now.
Beautiful decoration.
So, yeah.
My comment earlier is that bras are expensive enough that they're more expensive than some of my wall decorations, so I definitely understand displaying them about your house.
I showed Malia earlier, I have them hanging up all over the bedroom.
I mean, I feel like that's justified. So I made Elise go first so that I could ramp up to my super climactic announcement.
Oh, Lord.
That I adulted the best this week.
Good for you.
I went on a decluttering spree and, like, totally massacred my closet. I'm actually embarrassed at how many clothes I am able to get rid of out of my closet. It's a good 2, like, trash bags full. I didn't even know I had that many clothes because...
What'd you do with them?
I'm going to take 1 bag to Plato's closet and the other bag I'm giving away.
To who? Like, to people, you know?
No, like, to Salvation Army.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, no, they're not cute. These are, like, the clothes that I always intended to give away, and so they followed me from my mom's house to, like... my dorm, and then, like, here.
Oh, those are old.
I know.
I did that a few months ago.
I kept thinking they were gone, and then they would just reappear. And I'm like, crap, I never took those anywhere.
I have some in my trunk that I still haven't taken.
That's the thing. Yeah, it always runs in. I put it in my car, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And I never do it. And then I clean up my car. Ugh. So I'm going to do it this time. But either way, I have 2 giant trash bags full of clothes. Out of my closet for good. They're gone.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Because I'm not even really a clothes person, but that also means I just kind of keep the same clothes. I'm like, I don't care. I'll just wear this t-shirt.
I am very, like, I'm an emotional hoarder. So if clothes have a special meaning or, like, if something happened in said clothes, I will keep them forever. Are you like that?
No.
No? Mm-mm. You just hold on because...
Because I don't want to clean up my closet.
Oh. Okay.
No,
it's so there's, like, no, like, significance.
No. It's literally just I looked at my closet and I was like, when was the last time I wore that? I really should have given that away last year. But I'll do the thing where, like, you go to give it away and you're like, oh, I'll wear that. I don't want to buy new clothes.
Mm-hmm. No, I always want to buy new clothes.
Yeah, at least
that's
always
not how I
clothes. So I got all of that sorted out. And then, because my closet was so full of crap I don't wear, I had 2 large laundry baskets of clothes that I hadn't been putting away. Which, first of all, my stance on clothes is you're just going to wear them and get them dirty again, so why put them away?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's not the adult way to face your laundry. So I actually put away 2 giant loads of laundry. You saw my Snapchat.
I did.
I don't know. Did you watch my Snap story and or open my Snap that I sent you? You guys!
If you sent me a Snap, I definitely watched it. I only remember your dogs. And then you, like, posted a selfie this weekend.
On Instagram.
I remember those. I don't remember clothes.
It was a giant laundry basket, and I said, this laundry situation is out of control.
That vaguely sounds familiar.
She has no idea. This is what I get for trying to share my life. That's why we can only talk about TV.
No, but same.
What was your boss moment?
Oh, wait, you didn't give a score.
Oh, you're right. Well, the best, so a 10, obviously.
Oh, shit. Okay. Look at you.
No, I'm probably, like, realistically, like, an 8, but we're just going to pretend that it wasn't an 8 and it was a 10. I adulted the best.
Good for you. So, boss moments. You want me to go first?
Okay.
You don't care about my life?
I've already read your boss moment. This is only a surprise to our listeners.
We're so prepared. Okay, so my boss moment was I submitted an article to The Hot Mess, which is Ashley freaking Tisdale's website. I'm obsessed with her. I watch Young and Hungry literally because of her. Sharpay Evans. It's her website.
She has loved her for 10 plus years.
Yes. So anyway, I reached out to them, like, what, 3 weeks ago? And I was literally obsessed. I would check the website every single day. Just, it didn't make any sense. But I was like, oh, what if they didn't email me? They just published my article. So for, like, a week, I checked it every day, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I finally hear from them, and they say they like me. And now I'm going to be a contributor, so look out for my articles on The Hot Mess.
It's true. That's right. I should have gone first, just because my news is so much less exciting than yours. But also, yours is more exciting, so, you know. But no, that's so cool. We have made, like, a big deal this, like, quarter, if you want to be businessy.
OKRs.
Out of, like, trying to submit to other websites, and some websites we've reached out to, and they've, like, totally ignored us, which is, like, rude.
So rude.
Because we know we're awesome. And you know we're awesome, or you wouldn't be listening to our podcast. But they were like, yeah, we love you. And we're like, oh my God, we totally thought we would just like go into your spam box forever.
Literally the editor's exact words were, you are the chosen one. Yeah. And that's all I need to know.
And your article was super hilarious too.
It's very good. Me. It's very practical. Me. It's, yeah. Just look out for it. I'm going to post it everywhere so you will know when it's out there.
Especially if you're following us on Twitter like you should be.
Yes, go follow.
mine was just doing my general, like, partnership thing. I lined up a few free product reviews, talked to some people, was like, hey, we wrote a review about you. You should look at it.
You also are officially transitioning into, like, a brand new role.
That's true.
Like,
that's,
you kind of created your own role.
I don't know if that's, like, my boss moment or, like, our boss's boss moment.
I mean, it's yours. You're doing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you hear me talk a lot about, like, businessy shit on the podcast. And, like, I did such and such with such and such partner. I have to make fun of myself when I do my business voice. But I'm going to be transitioning to some sort of, like, commercey, manager-y, editorial-y role. We haven't named it yet. We will. I'll keep you posted. Mm-hmm. You'll see a change in my Twitter bio.
Oh, yeah.
And my LinkedIn. But yeah, so I'm officially going to be kind of stepping away from some of the traditional editorial tasks and handling, like, monetization and business.
Don't say it like that. You love it.
I do, but it sounds so lame. Like, I'm going to go do business.
It's not lame. It's cool. You make money. Mm-hmm. You make money, honey. Okay, so let's wrap this shit up.
Now that I'm officially sexually harassed. God.
Oh, I forgot you hate words like honey.
Honey.
Oh, well. You'll
we're,
get over it.
We're laughing at ourselves. It's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
So hit us up on Twitter. Like we said, follow us. You know our Twitter handles. Use the hashtag and ask us what TV shows we're watching at every second of the day.
Or just tell us what you're watching. We're not picky. We just want to talk about TV.
That too. And if you at @EarnSpendLive, we will retweet you.
That's very factual.
We will.
And if you have friends who like TV or business or work or anything, or just people. If you have friends who just like people, tell them to listen to our podcast.
Y'all, we're so thirsty. Just love us.
Just please love us and tell at least three friends about us because you love us so much. And use the hashtag just eavesdropping. We'll totally retweet you for that too.
Yep. We'll retweet all of the things.
Literally, please just love us. If you really, really, really love us, we will really, really, really love you if you leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Go do that. That's the most important thing.
It's true.
And then tweet us.
We're thirstiest for reviews on iTunes, but we will secretly giggle even more if we get a, like, message from you on Twitter.
We'll be like Taylor Swift and we'll stalk all of our fans.
Yes! Goals! Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we'll, like, send you things. We'll send you little love letters. Like,
yeah, we will. We'll
we won't send you money like Taylor Swift does because we don't have money.
But we can send you stationery, like, EarnSpendLive stationery. Like, we can write you notes on it.
Yep.
It'd be very cute.
Okay, guys. Peace out.
Bye.